One of the things I have always loved during the holiday season is seeing all of the Christmas lights. Some white, some red and green, some multicolored. Many tastefully done, but let's be honest, some not. As a child, we went Christmas caroling every year. I can remember sitting in the back of a truck filled with hay, air so cold I could barely breathe, bundled in layer upon layer and brimming with giddy glee. Traveling through neighborhoods to sing, my favorites were always the streets that were the brightest. It was as though the glory of the Lord shone through in these glowing homes, drawing me in, beckoning me to sing and shout for joy. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Luke 2:8-14. Glory. Such a difficult word to define. Several years ago, my pastor gave this analogy about glory. He said, "A house without lights at Christmas is dreary and dull. But when you add the lights and the decorations, it's like adding a little glory to the house. Put some glory on it," he said. High renown and honor, magnificence and great beauty. That is glory defined, and the angels sang of this glory. Heaven's glory made his way to a manger in Bethlehem. God touched Mary's womb, filling her with his spirit, and a boy king was conceived. Unknown and ranked not, this earthly mother and father lived humble, meek, and lowly lives, as would this child. Such an unassuming, even undignified birth. A cattle stall, because there was no room for heaven's glory, no room for God's great light, no room for God in flesh. Surrounded by cattle, goats, and lambs, the king of the world slept quiet in his wooden manger filled with hay, swaddled in dirty linens. Does it not amaze you that 32 years later, this boy, the king of the Jews, would be stripped down to only a loincloth and hang on a wooden cross? His clothes would be the object of a modern-day poker game, and on his head, where a royal king would place a crown, this king would employ a crown of thorns. No angels would be singing at his crucifixion. No, heaven would be silent, mourning as the crowds chanted, "Crucify, crucify, crucify." Where is the glory in all of that? Where is the pomp and circumstance that should have surrounded his advent? Where were the crowds on the cold, dark night of his birth? The crowds were not seen by mortal eyes. No, the crowds encompassed a legion of angels veiled by the covering of God's hand. Only heaven could see the glory of this boy-born Prince of Peace, Light of the World, Great I Am, Lamb of God. The glory was not seen on the babe in that moment, no. The glory would be seen when he walked on water, when he healed the lame, made the blind see, and made the dead walk into life again. The glory would be seen as he fed 5,000, turned water to wine, and calmed a raging storm. His glory would be seen as he hung on a cross, died a painful death, then conquered death and rose from the grave. and His glory is seen in the here and now every time a lost soul turns saved through His one act of glorious love. No wonder the angels sang on that hope-filled night. Love was born, light shone, salvation drew near. As Mary cuddled her newborn boy king, kissed his cheek and sang a lullaby. I wonder if she understood the glorious truth of it all, that when she kissed his tiny cheek and held his tiny hand, she was kissing the face of God and holding on to the great I Am. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men. For the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is born. The magnificence of His splendor penetrating through the dark and the death, overcoming everything the light of life touches with the radiance of His glory. Thank You, glorious King, for coming to earth. Thank You for saving and redeeming. Thank You for not caring that You were born in a cattle stall filled with dirt and hay. Thank You for shining the light of Your glory into my heart so that I could believe You are the King of Heaven and be saved. In Your holy name, Jesus. Amen.